Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you hear those words, you can feel good knowing that. State Farm is there to help you feel supported with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. Now, let me tell you, girl, I don't got a boat, a motorcycle, or an RV, but State Farm covers my home and my car. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help protect your future by helping you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And you know what? Getting insurance can be so intimidating because you don't know exactly what you need. So having an agent that could help you with each step makes it so much easier. Girl, I feel you on that. So when things get complicated and you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. Maybe you like to handle things in person or on the phone with your local agent, or you prefer to do it on statefarm.com or on the award-winning app. State Farm lets you do things your way. I personally am the type of gal that likes to do things through an app. It just makes it more easier than going in person or hopping on a call. So I love that they have that option available. Girl, I like to use an app too. I'm not trying to pull up in person or a call because I have too much social anxiety for that. I'm trying to do it on the app. So that's why I'm here with State Farm. And that is why, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sometimes marriage is romantic.
Sometimes marriage is fights.
Sometimes marriage is love.
Sometimes marriage is chaos.
And sometimes we need to let it all out.
Welcome to Marriage Confessions. More great job with the logo, the colors. I mean, I just love everything about the branding you did.
It wasn't me. It was Whiplash, our digital agency. They created our logo, our branding, everything about it, our website, social media. So if you are starting a new project, a new podcast, a new company, a new business, whatever, you need to use Whiplash Agency.
Okay, all right. For the next one, I'm using them too.
Yes, you should.
Hi, we're here for a teeth whitening for my husband, but can you not make it too white? Because I don't want girls to look at him too much.
Okay, sure, we'll try.
Doctor, you make him look too good.
Sorry, we make every smile beautiful here.
Marriage Confessions is sponsored by
Whiplash, Gravity Studios, Michi's Wellness, La Francia Joyería, Natalie Mendez, Miami Dentist for You, Black and White Salon, Otaima Serpa Designs.
Hello, hello, welcome to Marriage Confessions. Cheers.
Cheers.
Our first episode, I'm Michelle Posada, and you are?
Nathan Winship.
He needed to take a sip of tequila right before saying his first line. The
podcast. I didn't want to mess up my first words, okay?
Okay, that's good. That's important that you're trying so hard from the beginning.
Thank you.
Well, we are a couple.
We are a couple.
We're
married. Yeah, we're married.
We have two kids. We have twins. Uh-huh. And well, we decided to do this podcast. Why are we doing this again?
Well, the intro kind of like states why we're doing it.
Basically, I have another podcast in Spanish called More Than Mamis. I've been doing it for a year. It's about motherhood. If you speak Spanish, you can check it out in Spotify or whatever you watch your podcast or you listen to your podcast. And basically Nathan starts saying like, oh, financials are doing well in this podcast. We should do another. We should have a podcast together.
We'll see if people like me as much as they like you.
Well, you're a finance guy. So like it makes sense that you look at the numbers. I'm sure it makes sense. But also I think it's a good place for us to vent. We've been through a lot in our almost 9-year relationship.
That's crazy. 9 years.
Yes. So I think we have a lot to share to people who want to learn more about marriage, about parenting. So
business.
Yeah, business. We have, well, just to give you a quick background about us, because you, if if you don't know anything about me or Nathan, we have a restaurant in Miami called Michi's. It's a very well-known restaurant. We've been open for almost 7 years. It's a healthy food restaurant.
It's the best restaurant, too.
It's the best restaurant, yeah. According to
Shameless
my husband.
Plug.
Well, it's true. It's true. Really good.
It's really good. Yeah.
And also, we have a wellness brand who is one of our sponsors called Michi's Wellness.
We had to negotiate that one.
Yes, for sure. That's our biggest sponsor right now.
Yeah.
And, well, Nathan and me, we've been working together for a while. And you had another, like a corporate job before, and now he joined me in the entrepreneurial world. So how do you like it?
I love it so far. It's really cool to be like in control of your own destiny.
And your own time, you like not being your own time, kind of. No, we have two little bosses called Eric and Paul, which are our twins who have 2 years old. And they basically control our time.
They do. They control our lives.
But at least we have them and not other bosses.
That's true. You're right. Right. I'll take them. I'll take them. Cheers to that.
Cheers. And then I think a lot of what people ask about us is the difference in cultures, because mm-hmm. you're American and Venezuelan, and you've been going viral with your "I'm married to a Latina" videos and stuff. So anyway, here we're going to share in the first episode how we met.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. All right.
You remember that night?
I remember parts of it.
What do you mean parts of it?
Parts of it. So I remember, you know, walking home. Mm-hmm. I mean, like took the cab to the front of the door and then like of the apartment building and then walked through. And then I was like, dang, there's a hot girl sitting on the bench. And so I was like, all right, I gotta approach this girl. And so I'm like, I don't really remember what I said, but
I do remember he say, "Damn girl, you're beautiful." That was exactly your line. I will never forget it. but
it worked.
Yeah, I'm here 9 years later.
So apparently, of all the pickup lines I could have said, that one worked.
Yes, it did. In the beginning, you had a little bit too much of tequila that night, I guess. Uh-huh. So I was like, he's cute, but he's drunk. So I was like, I don't think I'm gonna like talk too much to him because I don't know what this guy wants right now. So do you remember anything else?
So, wait a minute, just to clarify, like, it really didn't matter what I said? Like, could I have said something even worse, and it would still have been okay?
No, I don't think it was that bad. I like that you say I'm beautiful.
Okay.
But the damn was, like, a bit bold.
That was bold, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
Is there, like, a line I could have said that you've just been like, oh, like, go away?
And if you say something like, oh, you're sexy, that'll be too much.
That's too much.
That's too much for a first line.
Okay, so beautiful is okay, but not sexy.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful was respectful.
Okay, all right. So anyone who's looking to, you know, get a girl this hot, you know, damn girl, you're beautiful. It works.
Anyway, that night I was coming from a dinner with my friends, that my friend that live in your same building.
Yeah.
And where you were coming from?
I don't know. Somewhere in South Beach.
I don't know. That sounds suspicious. Where you were?
I really have no idea.
Wow. I really save you. Anyway, he sat in the bench next to me. I was waiting for an Uber, and the Uber would not show up. The Uber would take forever, and Nathan would not stop talking.
Well, this was like the amazing thing about my building, at least for this, okay. Because the, you know, the drop off pickup area was like covered and it was like underground almost.
Yeah.
Where you had to like go through it, and then the Ubers would like lose cell phone connection, and there were like six different addresses. They would never know which building to go to. So it was a nightmare to actually like get an Uber. But in this case, you know, it paid off.
It was kind of scary. I was like, is this Uber ever coming to rescue me from this guy?
No, so, but we got to credit Uber, really. It's like what,
you Uber know. Should sponsor this podcast.
They should. This episode. They should have, like, sponsored our marriage, like, our whole wedding, you know?
That's true. Well, we can have a third wedding.
Oh, you want to have a third wedding? Yeah. Okay, I mean, if Uber pays for it, why not?
Anyway, it was very funny situation. I was just sitting, waiting, and Nathan would be like, so, estoy enamorado contigo. He was throwing some Spanish lines.
Because I figured you couldn't speak English at that point, or what? Or I was just trying to impress you? What do you think was going on in my head?
I think you were trying to impress me.
Okay.
I was...
Was it working?
No.
No?
No, it wasn't working. I really was kind of scared.
Scared? Like of me?
Yes, because then you say, why you don't come to my apartment? And I was looking around, is there people around here? What if he just like takes me?
What?
But no, that didn't happen. In your eyes, I could see that you were just drunk and you were a good guy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm glad you could see that.
Yes.
I hope everyone can see that I'm a good guy.
You are. And, well, the thing is that I was being like, okay, if he's fucking around, I will too. He was like, why you don't come to my apartment? I was like, well, why you don't give me $1 million? And then Nathan say, I can give you half.
Well, you know, I'm in the business world. Got to negotiate.
I'm still waiting for the half, Nathan. I'm still waiting for the $500,000.
$500,000. Well, I mean, I guess if you got divorced, you could get more than that. But that's not going to ever happen. That's never going to happen.
We don't have a prenup.
That's true. We don't. Well, let's talk about this on another
episode. In another episode. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's keep talking about that night.
Yeah, yeah.
In the end, finally, my Uber arrived.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me for my number. And I couldn't understand what was your name. He said, Nathan. In that moment, my English
I don't
was
know why like Latin people
now.
Cannot say the word Nathan. Like, how is that like such a foreign...
I don't know. My family still not say it right.
No.
Just my
they
parents.
They make up names for me.
My abuela calls you Nathan. Nathan. But I couldn't understand, so I put Loquito Icon. Icon was the building that Nathan lived there. So I went in my Uber, and Nathan will keep texting me. Please come back. I'm in love with you. Come back.
In Spanish.
You will say English and Spanish.
Oh,
I have
both.
Screenshots.
Okay.
I'm going to tell our editor.
You have screenshots?
I have screenshots of that.
Still?
Yes, because I send them to my friends, and they still in my, I don't know how many gigabytes I have in my iCloud, but it's still there.
I don't know. We'll see. I may like have to find your phone before this gets published.
No. It says, then the next day he texts me and says, oh no, because I was like, just like stop texting me. You're drunk. We'll talk tomorrow. And then he was like, okay. He got upset.
Then I got upset.
He was mad that I wasn't like following your game.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day you
were. All through text messages.
All through text messages.
Yeah.
You were, oh, I'm sorry. I've never been this drunk before.
Never.
Yeah,
never.
Never been this drunk before. I'm like, okay. I want to meet you when I'm sober. So.
And I just, like, that was the next morning. I didn't even wait, like, 24, 48 hours or anything. I just was like, I'm going for it.
Well, that was cute, yes. So he asked me for a picture. Nathan asked me for a picture. Let me see if I can find that picture.
No.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, while you're looking for it,
mm-hmm.
like, do you think that it makes sense, this whole thing of, like, waiting 24, 48 hours, 72 hours? Do you think that's something that guys really need to do? Or, like, can you literally just text someone that, like, I met you the night before, I'm going to text you the next morning?
I liked that you text me the next morning because then... I just don't like the playing that game of like, oh, let me try to not be as desperate. If you like someone, you like someone, right?
Yeah, that's what I've always thought.
Yeah, I don't want to just like wait. It's, like, it doesn't make sense to me. But what do you think about girls? Girls should like text right away or should wait?
If someone texts you, I don't think you need to wait a day to respond. No, I think that's just bad advice. I know a lot of people give it, but I personally don't like that advice.
But it worked for me.
You didn't wait a day to respond.
No, but whatever. We had a date. I found this picture. We had a...
So it worked.
We had a first date.
We had a first date.
Nathan invited me to his building.
This part I remember.
Good. That's good that you remember. Let me tell you. Nathan told me, like, oh, come to my pool. And it's raining. I don't wanna go to a pool. First, like, I don't wanna wear a bikini in my first date with a guy, you know?
I do.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I mean, I want you to.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I'll find this picture and I'll put it here. I promise. But he asked me, like, can you send me a picture? And I wanted to see how drunk you were.
Right.
So I just Googled ugly girl picture. And just like, it came like, it was almost like a guy dressed up as a girl. And I sent you that picture.
There are probably some guys who can look better than in like as a girl than that one.
Yes. What you thought when I sent you that picture?
I mean, I knew you were messing around, honestly. Like, I mean, back then, I did get drunk occasionally, you know, when I went out. But I never got that drunk that, like, I would be, you know, that into someone who looked like that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And then I sent you were like, no, that's not you. And then I sent you a picture with two other friends to see if remember.
Oh, yeah.
Which one I was.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I do. And, like, I got it right, too. They were all attractive, like, girls. It wasn't like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like you just picked, like, two, like, you know, unattractive girls and one attractive girl.
All my friends are pretty.
Yeah, yeah, you do have, like, attractive girls. That's, like, that's why all my friends are like, you gotta set me up, you gotta set me up.
That's true. Then he was, okay, let's go to the pool. It was raining, thank God. We just went to play pool. It was pool and pool.
Yeah, you're right.
And Nathan was, let me teach you how to play and, you know, going behind me, teaching me, and I was like, I can learn from without the physical contact.
But I did teach you well.
Yeah,
you
like, it was the first time I played pool.
I know, and you didn't do bad.
No.
So like I helped you. Then my teaching was effective.
It did. Then we went to the pool.
Oh yeah, it stopped raining.
I did not wear a bikini. I wore like one piece swimsuit.
You're right. It was like this black one piece. I remember that.
You remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was a one piece swimsuit. And Nathan told me to go to the jacuzzi. And then is when things start getting hot.
It was like there was a little bit of drizzle, you know. It was like a little cold.
He was, can you massage me? And it's like, it's our first date. Why are you going to massage you? But I don't know why I ended up doing it.
I don't know. I'm just pretty convincing, huh?
You're pretty convincing. At that point, I was like, okay, I like him.
I don't understand how I had that much game back then. Like, I just couldn't even, like, imagine myself, like, being able to do that again. Like, literally, like, I meet someone the night before, like, drunk off my ass, like, text some stupid stuff. Like, the next day, invite her to the pool. And I don't think you came that day, but, like, maybe the day after.
I was playing, like, I was busy. I wasn't. But I just didn't see you then right
Yeah, yeah,
right
it wasn't
away.
That, like, yes, that
it was
day.
The day after.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty impressive. Then I got you in the pool.
Yes.
Then I got you to, like, give me a massage. Yeah. Damn. I should be, like, teaching. That should be a business. I should, like, teach guys how to, like, pick up girls.
Maybe you can teach it in our Patreon.
Oh, that's true.
People can there subscribe and there learn go. Nathan's game back then.
Yeah, from, like, 10 years ago.
I don't know if it will still work.
No, I don't. So, I definitely couldn't do it anymore.
Here we have our Mitch's Wellness products.
That's right. It's our personal health and wellness brand that we created.
My favorite is the Detox Tea, which helps me to don't get bloated even when I don't eat so good.
Yeah, that one's amazing. But my personal favorite is the Carb Blocker. And that's because I can't stop eating pizza and pasta. In fact, I love pizza and pasta so much, I'll take the pasta, put it on the pizza, eat it all together.
If you love pizza and pasta as much as Nathan does, you should definitely have some Carb Blocker. We also have our vegan and sugar-free spreads or superfood obleas, and I created this stretch mark cream when I was pregnant with twins and I didn't get a single stretch mark.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, I know you love this one.
Oh yeah, yeah, give this one to me.
These are collagen cookies, chocolate chip. They're so delicious, and you can check out all our products at michiswellness.com.
Yeah, that's right, michiswellness.com, and we ship all over the United States.
And we have a coupon code for you. Use coupon code MarriageConfessions10.
So go to michiswellness.com today. Hey, Moore, you wanted shoes, right?
Yes.
Oh, well,
I love this store.
Yeah, me too. Just pick one.
One.
Yeah, you know, just like find a pair that you want, okay?
One pair. Okay.
Oh my God, this is my opportunity. Nathan's gonna fall asleep at any time.
Amor, how much longer?
5 minutes, amor. Cinco minuticos. Ay, Dios, está demasiado bello.
Oh my gosh, just did. He just fell asleep. Let me get his credit card. Yes. Okay, so I'm gonna get the boots, the sandals, and the sneakers. Find the perfect shoes at bynataliemendez.com and use promo code MarriageConfessions.
What? It was supposed to be one!
Amor, mira, a jewelry store.
So?
Can we go in?
Yes.
After having twins, I pretty much deserve a ring upgrade. So, if you think you also need one, you need to come to La Francia Joyería in Doral. They have beautiful rings and all the jewelry is so pretty. You should definitely check it out. And of course, I convinced Nathan I got my ring upgrade and it's gorgeous.
But when do I get an upgrade?
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that. Honestly, I couldn't see myself dating at this time. It's also kind of boring, like meeting people. It was funny.
Uh-huh.
Because you were super different.
First, right.
You know, you asked me for a massage, and and I was like, okay. Then we kissed.
We did, yeah. First date.
Yes, and then I went home.
Yeah, I don't even think like you drank anything.
No, in that time I did. I drank zero.
I tried to like order a pitcher at the pool because you know the pool had like pool service and all this stuff.
And I was and you're like, no. I don't drink.
Yeah, you're like, I'll have a Diet Coke or something. Yeah. You know?
So the next day. It might be too good to be true. he needs to have something. There must be something with him. Like, and then I stopped following up. I was like,
yeah, I texted you and you just like stopped responding.
I kind of like ghosted.
You did.
Yeah.
This is mean.
I know. I'm really sorry.
I mean, we're in Miami. I was kind of used to it, you know.
I know. But I just thought that this is not going to work. We're too different. Like, in that day, I could know a little bit more about your background.
Yeah.
You were working on finance. You were, like, 8 years older than me.
Still 8 years older.
Still, but I feel older now, so it's not that different. He's like too handsome. He's not gonna be a good guy. He's probably a bad boy. And I don't wanna be like, you know, thinking that I'm like his only girlfriend or something, because you had so much confidence that I thought you were like that. You know, I thought you were just like a womanizer.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you were. I don't know.
No, of course.
I don't know. So we stopped talking. Then, like 2 months later, I went again to your building.
Oh, this is a crazy story. Like, this is, like, wild.
It was meant to be.
It really was. Like, this is just, this takes it to another level. Like, the Uber in the beginning is, like, that's creative. Like, yes. But then this, like, takes it to another level.
Well, I was with my friend, Bonnie. She was my best friend in that time. We were always, like, going to parties and stuff.
And she lived in the same building.
And she lived in the same building. And she was with a guy, and I was by myself. Everyone was with someone, and I was the only one alone. And I was like, oh, you remember this gringo I met? He was super cute, but whatever. It just wasn't gonna work. And she was like, what do you mean? Like, you told me you had a good date with him. I was like, yes, but he was texting me. I never followed back. And she was like, why you don't call him? And I was like, I'm not going to call him. He is probably with someone else already because it's been like 2 months.
And it was also like 8 or 9 p.m.
Exactly. It was like a Friday at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And she was, what was his name again? And I was like, I don't remember. I saved him in my phone, like Loquito. And she was on my phone and she called Nathan. And she was like, hi. I wanted to murder her. I was like, what are you doing? And she was, hi, I'm Michelle. You remember me? You remember me?
It was so wild because, like, you know, your English wasn't as good as it is now. So it was like, you know, we kind of communicated with, like, a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of English. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly your English was, like, perfect. I was like, huh? Like, what happened? Over the month, did you just take, like, some immersive English class?
Yeah. I just took some Rosetta Stone two months to be able to talk to you. I actually studied that time, just to let you know.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
No, because, yeah, your English did improve.
Anyway, that was another thing. I also thought it would not work because I kind of dated gringos before, and I was like, this is boring. Like, I don't have subject conversation besides the basic things they teach you at school.
Uh-huh.
Like, hi, how are you? In that moment, I was 22. Now I'm 30. And I was like, yes, I'm 22. I'm an actress from Venezuela. That was all I knew.
That's all you knew.
So I was like, what is I going to say? So that's why I also thought it was not going to work.
Uh-huh.
And then you came down. So you received the call. What did you
call? I received the call. So first of all, like, I was like, there's no way I'm actually going to go out of my way for her because, you know, she stopped talking to me.
You were very proud of, like, yeah.
No, I mean, it's just, like, literally, it wouldn't make sense for me to do it because I figured you wouldn't be serious.
Okay.
So I was heading out. Like, we were actually just catching an Uber. A buddy of mine, like, already had the Uber, and he was, like, you know, coming downstairs at the same time. And so it just worked out perfectly. I was like, okay, well, I mean, if you want to join us, we're going out. So, you know, you're welcome to join us.
Yes. That moment, I was, I'm not going to go with him. I literally don't know him. I'm not going to go in a car.
But your friend already agreed for you.
With someone else. And my friend really pushed me.
Like out the door.
Inside the car. And she's like, you're going. He's cute. And, well, thanks to her. Yeah, we're here. So that night, I really like you.
Yeah, we had a great time. I think we kissed again.
We kissed again. You try to get me to your place.
Oh, of course. Every time.
Every time for like months.
For months. It was a long time. Like, I don't know how many dates it was. Like, I put up with a lot. Like, a lot.
And then I will go, but I will just stay in the living room.
Yeah.
Sitting like this.
I could not get you from the couch like this into my bedroom. It was, like, impossible. Like, absolutely impossible. Like, when I first moved, you know, to South Beach, this is, like, we were living in Brickell then, mm-hmm. but, like, when I first moved to South Beach, you know, just had, like, a studio apartment. Mm-hmm. So there was no couch. There was literally just a bed.
Well, I'm glad there was a couch this time.
No, okay, that should be on this instruction manual that we're going to be putting together. Maybe we should do like a subscription course or something.
So the first free one is get a studio apartment without a couch. Therefore, like the girl, if you get her back to her place, she just has to sit on your bed.
I wouldn't sit.
You wouldn't sit? No. What would you do?
I'll go there's to the literally balcony like, or something.
There's nah, I had no chairs on the balcony.
Why would go to a place of a guy that doesn't even have a chair?
I mean, once you're there, what are you going to do?
Leave?
Just leave.
Yeah.
Maybe there were like some stools at the bar or something. Okay. But that was about it.
Anyway, it finally it ended up happening. Nathan got me to his bedroom. After like 20 dates. And that's the day we say we're like official.
That's the official
yeah,
day.
That's yeah, that's our yeah. like anniversary.
one of our
anniversaries because I like celebrating everything.
I know. You make me try to remember three. Yeah, it's
you
a lot.
You remember them?
Quit. September 5th.
Okay, that's that was the first time we hook up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That was like officially together. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
December.
What happened in December?
That was our legal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was like our...
December, but what day?
Yeah, yeah. 22nd. No, what? 20th. 21st.
23rd.
21st. Okay, so it was like very close.
And then our wedding, our actual wedding.
That was in April. No, March. Your birthday is in April. So the wedding was March 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like, that was our ceremonial wedding where we yeah. had like the, yeah.
The fake rabbi.
The fake rabbi priest.
We'll go to
another
that.
One.
Another
yeah, yeah.
piece about our wedding. Anyway.
So, and then I have my kids' birthdays to remember, my parents, my sisters. It's a lot of dates.
You don't remember
so many
any
dates.
Of your parents or your sister.
No,
I have to tell you.
I know the dates.
You forgot your sisters last year. I was the one who told you. Remember?
No, but I know the birthday. I know her date.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and be kind of stupid if you forget my birthday and the kid's birthday because it's yours is the same one as yours, the same day.
You're right. We got lucky on that one. So the 16s I have no problem with. But then you have like 20, 21, 22, 23,
that,
I don't know,
isn't it
30,
crazy
31.
That you are February 16th,
yeah.
coming up soon. The boys are January 16th and I am April 16th.
Yeah, why couldn't we get married on the 16th?
Well, that was another thing because I wanted to be full moon.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't full moon.
On the 16th.
On the March 16th.
That would have been ideal.
Yes.
Then, like, I would never forget.
Yes, but too bad.
If I just have to remember the months, then I would be okay.
So then it started, I start following up with a text.
Yeah, you started responding.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was...
Like, after I got you in the bedroom, you started responding.
Yes.
That was it.
Well, I like it, I guess.
it's a joke. We went on a lot of dates.
You were responding
a lot. Yes, yeah.
yes.
It was...
And I like it. Back then, I don't know. Life was so simple.
It was. It was different.
It was different. Like,
yeah.
life now is so complex with
yeah.
kids. Work,
businesses,
a house.
Yeah.
Before it was like the only things I needed to worry about was how I gonna pay rent. That was it, and I thought that was hard back then. And now like we have to pay mortgage,
nannies,
payroll, nanny,
yeah.
school, studio. So it's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Life has changed a lot.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
It's crazy that from that night waiting for the Uber, now we're here.
I know. It's so wild.
It's so wild.
It really is.
So I'm glad where this is going.
Me too.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I have a little game for you.
Oh, no.
To finish our first episode. About questions, because you know when you get married, sometimes we've talked about this before. You start like kind of doing the same over
routine.
And over
yeah,
routines.
Yeah.
So sometimes we talk about the same, like work, the kids, and
kids.
We don't talk
kids.
Different stuff. Yeah,
kids.
Kids, and especially twins is a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot. So I'm glad we're doing this because it's a space for us to know each other more. I think it's nice. So we're going to play with our cards.
I know, but I'm a little bit upset about this because I think, like, there's never been a podcast where they have this game and I'm not allowed to see the cards before. Because, like, who makes this? Like,
it wouldn't be fun. I'm the producer, so I make the decisions.
She's the boss, yeah.
So I'm not going to look at them. You want me to go first, so it's fair for you?
I don't care.
Okay, then you choose one.
Okay, I choose one?
Yeah, it's very silly questions. Right. Okay, so...
What's the subject?
It's called connection cards.
Oh, okay.
It's about connecting.
All right, I like that. Connecting. All right,
All right, let's see. Pick one.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay.
All right, I'll ask.
No,
you.
No.
Oh, that's
I
for
have
me.
To ask you, right?
Oh, no. I was going to choose my own, but whatever. Okay. Do it.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay.
No, read it. It's okay.
All right. What are some of your favorite physical attributes of yourself and why?
Oh, my face, my boobs. I'm sure they're your favorites. So.
Booty.
Basically everything. Oh, I'm pretty,
yeah, yeah, you're I'm pretty very, good looking.
I'm very happy with my body.
Yeah, you should be.
All right. Okay. And why? It says why. Why? Because... Because why not, right? All right. Okay, I guess I'll pick yours. That's how we did it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll spread it out.
Okay.
This is, like, really unrehearsed.
Totally unrehearsed. Let me see. All right. This one's funny. What was your dream job as a kid and why?
Oh, okay. My dream job was a fireman.
A fireman?
It's like so not original, but it's like every kid's dream.
It's kind of sexy. I want you that to be a fireman.
That wasn't why. That wasn't why.
I
just wanted to drive on the truck. I want to
drive
the truck.
I'm ordering an Amazon fireman soon.
I just love those, like, big red trucks, you know?
I know. The boys like it.
Yeah. Truck!
Or boys are obsessed with cars, trucks, anything.
Trains,
anything that has wheels. Anyway, this was fun. I'm super excited about this new project we have, our new
Me
venture.
Too.
We've been good about business together with the restaurant, with the wellness brand, and now we have this project. So... You can follow us on Instagram at Marriage Confessions Podcast. You can follow Nathan because he's getting wild on Instagram doing...
Just started. You made me, yeah.
Yeah. It took me 9 years to make you do content.
I know.
I've been always like, you're like so good looking. You have talent. You should create content. And he was always like, you were never... Like, what
I was
you?
Never into it.
But now you're into it. Like,
it's
what
fun.
Changed?
It's fun. Like, I didn't actually realize. It was just, like, I need an open mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he thought it was, like, you saw it like as work. But
yeah.
But it's kind of like a hobby for us, so that's why it's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, and, like, we do it together, so it's quality time.
It's an activity. And, well, we have a section for you, starting with the next episode, called Confessions. So you're going to send us through our Instagram any marriage confessions you have. So we're going to read it and give you our advice, but we're not therapists.
It's probably going to be very bad advice.
It's probably going to be bad advice, but at least it's going to be based on our experience, right?
So. Yeah. Or I guess, actually, you know, if anyone needs some, like, you know, advice about, like, picking up a girl or something, you know, we could do that.
That we'll see on Patreon.
Let's do that on Patreon. Right,
right. We're doing our Patreon. You can follow us there. It costs $3 a month, and
that's nothing.
Yeah, and you have.
I'm gonna have to look at these numbers. That's like nothing.
Well, We want volume, right? I'm all about volume.
All right, all right,
Nathan, don't mess up my speech, please.
Okay,
anyway, since Nathan say it costs nothing, you should pay it, right? So it's $3, and then you're going to find unfiltered content. Not like an OnlyFans, though.
No, not OnlyFans. OnlyFans will be much more than $3.
Yeah, that for sure will be more. But no, we're not into that business.
No.
Yet.
Other businesses.
No, I don't think we need never. To be very broke. I don't think you will ever allow me. Right?
No, I would never let you. Absolutely not.
Not even if like we get bankrupt.
No, absolutely not. No.
What if you do an OnlyFans?
Do an OnlyFans.
Will you do it?
Nah, I don't think so. But I mean, I wouldn't be like as against it. I'm just not gonna let you do it.
Okay. I see how this is going. I don't have time. I mean, I don't have a problem with making money with your body. So I'm kidding. I wouldn't let you. Anyway, so check our Patreon, check our social media. We're gonna be creating more exciting content, and we'll be here in the sofa every Wednesday. We haven't figured out time yet, but you will know when this launches. So this is exciting.
It's really exciting. Let me
cheers
get my glasses on.
For our first episode of Marriage Confessions.
Cheers.
Bye.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida, comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.